On Florida International University Week, what happens when treatment options for cancer diagnoses run out? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Diana Azam, assistant professor in the Department of Environmental Health Sciences, looks into taking the guesswork out of this process.
Among diseases, cancer is the number one killer of children in the U.S. Despite advancements in standard cancer treatments, options are limited when these treatments fail. When a relapse happens, doctors are forced into trial and error treatments, making it hard to predict which ones will work. As a cancer researcher, my mission is to build personalized treatment plans of the most effective drugs for every cancer patient. To do this, my team and I developed a functional precision medicine approach that targets cancer by combining DNA testing with a new way to test individual drugs on tumor samples. We take a sample of a patient's cancer cells, grow the cells in our lab, and expose them to over 100 FDA-approved cancer and non-cancer drugs like statins and allergy medications. The most effective cancer fighters emerge, allowing us to give doctors a list of the best drugs to treat their patients. The process takes about a week. This approach was used successfully for the first time to guide personalized treatments for relapsed pediatric cancer patients. In our first clinical trial, 83% of the children guided by our approach showed improvement. Our approach removes the guesswork and provides safe, easily accessible, and cost-effective options to patients who have run out of treatment choices. My team and I have started two clinical trials to build upon the previous results. With more data, we will be able to scale up and adopt this approach on patients to help turn cancer into a manageable disease like diabetes.
That was Diana Azam of Florida International University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.